We'll tell you how. Baltimore chess player making some waves in the chess world. And how fast do you go? What's the fastest ticket you ever got? It is now 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We should know by this afternoon whether President Trump plans to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
Before I make an opinion, I want to sit down and read it.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke commenting on the Paris Climate Accord Wednesday. Zinke's comments coming on the eve of President Trump's expected announcement on whether to withdraw from the deal. Trump promised on the campaign trail that he would pull out of the deal, but it's not clear how such a move would work. Polls show Americans support the agreement. Trump's advisors and cabinet appear divided on the issue. And some fellow Republicans have urged Trump not to withdraw, including Senator Lindsey Graham.
Stay in the deal. Make it a better deal would be my advice.
I'm Reed Binion.
You can hear the president's announcement this afternoon at 3 at WMAL.com. A disturbing discovery at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. Visitors yesterday discovered a noose in the segregation gallery of the museum. U.S. Park Police are now investigating, but a spokeswoman would not provide any more details. Meanwhile, Los Angeles police are investigating a racial slur spray-painted on the home of NBA star LeBron James.
My family is safe, and that's what's important.
Safe, but shaken after vandals painted a racial slur on LeBron James's front gate.
I am appalled and sickened by it.
The Cleveland Cavaliers in the Bay Area for the NBA Finals. But before he could battle on the court, police had to be called to his Los Angeles area house to investigate the crime.
Correspondent Mary Maloney. The D.C. Council has passed its budget for the next fiscal year, but in the process reduced some money going toward expanding the D.C. streetcar system, which right now only runs across one neighborhood in Northeast.
That 8th Street line was one day supposed to be part of a big network across the city, but with a $60 million reduction in the latest budget.
At community meeting after community meeting, people ask me why we've wasted our money.
D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson says he's starting to move on from those grand plans outside of a Benning Road extension.
I don't see the streetcar is the answer to economic development.
One thing we don't have is a lot of amenities and shopping.
Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Justin A. Leaney disagrees. He was looking forward to seeing the streetcar in that area east of the Anacostia.
A streetcar indicates a commitment to economic development in a community.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Barack and Michelle Obama have now bought the Kalorama home they've been renting. The Obamas paid $8.1 million for that 8-bedroom, 9-bath mansion. The former first couple have said they plan to stay in Washington while their younger daughter Sasha finishes high school. 50 years ago this week, America heard a different sound from the Beatles.
It was a groundbreaking album of 13 cuts melding into one artistic achievement, alternately fun and poignant, mystical and psychedelic, using instruments and studio techniques in a way never heard before, described by Don McLean of American Pie fame.
Really, Sgt. Pepper turned everything to color from black and white.
The Beatles created lots of enduring music before and after Sgt. Pepper, but popular music is now divided up as before Sgt. Pepper and after Sgt. Pepper. I'm Michael Toscano.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,009, the Nasdaq at 61.99. Sports, the Nationals complete the 3-game sweep of the Giants, the Orioles beat the Yankees, WNBA, the Mystics beat Connecticut, and the Penguins take Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. WMAL News Time 6:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Eligala at Sonospine recognize recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at SanaSpineSurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. SanaSpineSurgery.com. Get your game back.
Need your home sold, guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here we come in from the west, 66, seeing a little bit of that bunched up traffic as expected through Manassas again. As you head in toward the Centerville area, no problems, but the volume with us on Interstate 95 as you head past Aquia, Dale City, and again up in toward the Occoquan. Now, where we had a couple of problems, looks like River Road, Goldsboro, they're just about finished picking up the cones there at the intersection. They were heading inbound doing the paving project again, so do watch for some of those work crews out and about as well. Let's go Columbia, Maryland, where I'm seeing the heaviest delays. If you're coming out of Clarksville, I know a lot of you use 32, might want to rethink. I'm looking at big delays on Route 32 just after 108, heading over toward 29 at Cedar Lane, where crews have been dealing with this fuel spill on a tractor trailer, and they're trying to put it onto another tanker, so it's complicated. Just south of 32, if you're coming out of Clarksville, you might want to use a Guilford Road. That could be an option, or just you're going to have to plan for extra time pushing through that area. Update is sponsored by Sun and Ski. Now, the more patio you buy at Sun and Ski, the more you'll save $50 for every $200 you spend. Shop more, save more during the Sun and Ski patio sale, Chantilly, Falls Church, Gaithersburg, and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front comes through. We'll take the clouds away this morning. Any clouds around will give way to sunshine, and we'll make it up to a pretty comfortable 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, down to the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Herndon, 60 in Waldorf, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Sun and Ski. A U.S. Air Force veteran is sentenced to 35 years for trying to join ISIS. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. It's Friday Eve. It's Thursday. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, joining us at 7:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be with us to talk about the subpoenas flying around Washington. At 7:35, it is Charles Payne from the Fox Business Channel. We'll talk taxes. At 8:05, Amy Harder from Axios about the Paris Climate Change Agreement. And at 8:45, it's our friend Tucker Carlson. I am Mary Walter here with Vince Polonese.
When you say the words, it's Friday Eve, that's the biggest emotional tease anyone could ever say.
It's like Christmas Eve, right? It's so exciting because tomorrow's Friday.
It's got to be confusing. You hear those first two words and you're like, whoa, wait a second. What day is it? All right. Well, thank you, Mary. You know, Kathy Griffin making a lot of noise this week. Every so often, Kathy Griffin pops up, and it's usually because she's done something offensive, and she did again do something offensive this week, and it was, of course, posing with the decapitated head of Donald Trump, a prop. That led to sort of an exceptional reaction to someone criticizing President Trump, which is that there seemed to be some outrage about it. And ultimately, the questions we had about, like, you know, what would be the impacts of this have sort of been settled. CNN has cut ties with Kathy Griffin. They say that they've, terminated their agreement with Kathy Griffin to appear on our New Year's Eve program, which, of course, is where Kathy Griffin is probably has her most famous appearance in any given year. So, you know, she lost Squatty Potty, and she had some Route 66 casino won't let her appear. So the full gambit of from nonsense to prestige has been taken away from Kathy Griffin as a result of this. But I want to talk a little bit about the media reaction to it yesterday, which is to say, it seemed like in most quarters, with the exception of some of the liberal outlets, it was discussed and judged harshly. MSNBC, Morning Joe skipped it entirely and actually said on the air, we're not talking about that for some reason. But everywhere else that it did get play, it kind of got played in a mixed way. Some outlets chose to censor the picture of the prop, which is to say Trump's decapitated head, because they wanted to take away the graphic component on the news. Other outlets decided to show it in full because, of course, it's a prop and it's not an actual severed head. It's, you know, her holding it. It looks gruesome. It's, you know, it's about the level of The Walking Dead. I mean, it looks like a zombie prop, but they left it exposed. And as I was watching it yesterday morning, I know you were too, Mary, the question came to mind is like, well, what is the right course of action here? Should you censor something like that on television? Now, there's some people that you should actually censor, argue that you should actually censor Kathy Griffin's face, because that's the offensive part of the photo. But what is the tact here? And it's made all the more important by some reports we saw yesterday. My understanding now is TMZ posted on this and then subsequently pulled down an article on the subject that Barron Trump, the 11-year-old son of the president, saw these images on television and became very concerned about his father and his well-being, which I saw that story and my heart broke for Barron yesterday to hear that was the reaction. It's hard, of course, to judge whether or not that's even a true story, but we do know that it's a possible one. And with that in mind, it is kind of upsetting to have seen, you know, all of this go down. You know, as Kathy Griffin even acknowledged in her own apology video, this was not anywhere near comedy. Mike, can we play cut six? This is Kathy Griffin apologizing yesterday, if you hadn't heard it yet.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I cross the line. I move the line, then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
Too disturbing, she says. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Should news outlets have been censoring that image of the decapitated Trump head? Should they have been using the blur bars over it or whatever? Should they have been trying to, you know, on morning television, or you guess you're getting your kids ready for school? Is that the kind of thing that you'd like to, you know, we'd like to know about the story, but maybe not show the head? What do you think?
Well, I'm torn on it. A part of me says, you know, no, show it. Show exactly what happened. Don't whitewash it. Let's show it. You know, she wanted to put this out there, and we know that apology was a non-apology. She never apologized to President Trump at all. She never apologized to his children for the effect that it may have had on his children, especially Barron. And President Trump tweeted out yesterday, Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself. My children, especially my 11-year-old son Barron, are having a hard time with this. Sick. So I think that is, and we know that Harvey Levin of TMZ is personal friends with President Trump, so I wonder if that's where the story came from.
Yeah, the fact that it arose and then was subsequently taken
down. Yeah, and I think probably at the request of the White House, we don't know. But her apology was a non-apology, and we know that during the video, and we're not going to play the audio for you because it's hard to hear, but during the shooting of that video in the picture, there was a video shot during the taking of the picture. She tells the photographer, pack your bags, we're going to have to move to Mexico because we're going to prison. We're going to federal prison for this. So she knew what she was doing was wrong. She knew it was over the line. She apologized because she got called out. So, she didn't get the reception she wanted. Oh, I'm so sorry. It was an apology. Stop it.
Yeah. So, you know, the other thing is when the president of the United States releases a statement or says something about something you've done, that really does bring to bear public judgment upon your actions, which is to say that the president tweeted about this yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
And additionally, as you mentioned, and then additionally, Melania Trump released a statement, a rare action by the First Lady, writing, as a mother, a wife, and a human being, that photo is very disturbing, she said in a statement yesterday. When you consider some of the atrocities happening in the world today, i.e. ISIS, quote, a photo opportunity like this is simply wrong and makes you wonder about the mental health of the person who did it.
How do you think Daniel Pearl's parents feel about that? What she did? Seriously, the people who have family members who have gone through that.
Yeah, or Stephen Sotloff, or anybody who
how do you think they
fell
feel?
Prey to the monsters of ISIS. Yeah.
Decapitation is being used by our enemies, and she's kind of normalizing it. It's a joke. No, it's not a joke. It just, I don't know. So should they have censored the photo? Because, you know, kids, and especially kids like Barron, who see this and think that it's real. Should it have been censored? 888-630-9625. We will get to your thoughts coming up. But it is now 6:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we want to get you to work. And Jamie Witten's going to do that. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a little bit of a struggle leaving Clarksville through Columbia this morning. So if you use 32, fuel spill cleanup continues. And only one lane of the two gets by. 32 East, right as you pass 108. That's where the tie-up begins. And it is a long haul heading over toward 29. The incident is just before you get to Cedar Lane, if you're familiar with that area. Now, as an option, south of 32, if you're coming off of 108, you might want to try Guilford Road, and then you'll be just up beyond all the activity if you're taking that. 216, 108, definitely a long workaround avoiding 32. On 270, no workaround needed. It's Urbana to Hyattstown, which we're used to, that stop and go. But once you get through there, wide open. Clarksburg down through to the Capitol Beltway. Love it. 66 just bunched up a bit here in Manassas, mostly again in Fair Oaks, and good beyond that to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today lots of sunshine with a high of 83. Tonight, clear skies, low of 59. Tomorrow, sunny. A few afternoon clouds, and you might see a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high of 79. For this weekend, Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds. Sunday, lots of sun. Both days, highs in the low to mid 80s. Currently, in our nation's capital, we're only at 59 degrees at 617 on WMAL. 888-630-9625 is the number. Should the media have censored Kathy Griffin's picture of her holding that prop of a decapitated President Trump?
Yeah, what was your reaction to the White House's reaction? What did you think of President Trump and Melania Trump coming down hard on Kathy Griffin yesterday in public? I thought that was interesting. Let's go now to Chip from Fairfax, who joins us first this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, morning, folks. Thanks for taking the call. I think it should have been left up unedited to reveal how the left really feels. They're full of hate, resentment, and they want blood. I think Kathy Griffin thinks she only went too far because she revealed their hand, and the media tried to cover it up.
Yeah, she's upset ultimately. And Mary, you made this point because she was punished.
She got caught,
and she didn't apologize to the president, which I thought was an important point. She didn't say anything about, hey, you know, President Trump, I'm sorry. That is not the appropriate way to handle either comedy or my opposition to you at all.
Agree. It's like taking your kid steals a candy bar from a store. So you take your kid back to the proprietor to hand it back, to try to shame your kid. He goes, I'm really sorry I got caught taking this candy bar. Sorry I got caught. Billy from Fairfax, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Hey, guys. Listen, no, they should have never barred it out. Just get it over with. Don't draw any more attention to her. It's a hack move. And the sad thing is, it kind of reminds me of the weight loss stuff where somebody gets heavy, they attract like Jenny Craig, and then they lose a weight and they write a book about it. They're going to hate her now. She'll get on Ellen DeGeneres in about 2 or 3 months. They'll feel sorry for her. She had to do something. And then she'll come out somewhat of a hero there on the left. So I don't think this is the end of it. I think it's too far, but it's a move just to keep a flailed, failed career moving.
Right. Like she'll rise like a makeup-free phoenix from the ashes, and she'll return to the public.
You think so?
Well, is Kathy Griffin going away because of this? Heck no. She's not. And I do think the collective memory we have for this stuff grows shorter and shorter and shorter every week. CNN, actually acted within the 24 hours of that news cycle to can her. If they hadn't, I was certain we were going to see her by New Year's Eve and that very few people would even remember this incident, because that's how quickly these news cycles move. Because the press, they don't spend any time dwelling on this stuff, especially for people like Kathy Griffin. Ted Nugent, you'll never see that guy in a role of prominence, because the press, they have a long memory, especially for somebody who's a conservative. He's never going to return to good graces.
I have to tell you, the cynical part of me says she'll be back on CNN. The other part of me says, you know what? I think that if they do book her, you're going to see this image rise like the phoenix from the ashes, and it's going to be everywhere. And CNN is just going to be toxic.
Well, she's only a couple months away from her Diane Sawyer interview. Come on. Her return to good graces.
We'll see. But I see her on The View. She's going to be on The View. That's where she's going to go for her mea culpa. 888-630-9625.
Philip from Kentucky this morning. Philip, thank you for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, hey, I think her apology was very insincere because she was making excuses for why she did it. That's not a sincere apology. The other thing is, I don't think they should play that anymore on the TV. I think it's done, and it just makes, you know, the Trump family members have to relive that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just stop playing it.
For sure, and that's why I think some people reacted to it. Thank you, Philip. Some people reacted to that yesterday. By saying the same thing you are, because, you know, especially when you hear that the 11-year-old son of the president of the United States was so worried about his father's well-being by seeing that photo that he became upset. It's easy to see why the president tweeted quickly about his son being affected by it. We get that news report that he was affected by it, quickly goes up and then taken down, as you so aptly noted, Mary, that it may have something to do with the president's friendship with Harvey at TMZ, that he found out about it, and they subsequently were like, actually, it's not a good idea that this story be out there. But still, I think it says something that, like, your actions in public have consequences. Like, the way you behave, this effort at comedy, like, first of all, one, make sure it's funny. Like, you know, make sure it fits within the wheelhouse. There are offensive things that are funny. But if you're going to go ahead and do it, like, realize that the implications of your behavior ultimately will carry consequences, potentially for your business, in her case, and certainly in the life of, like a kid like Barron. Come on now.
I think people forget that President Trump has an 11-year-old son. I think they forget that. They view his children. They see Ivanka, Eric Jr., Donald Jr., Eric,
and
they think Tiffany, to a lesser degree, Tiffany. Like, I think everybody forgot about Tiffany until she showed up, right? And so she's like, who is, oh, right, I forgot about her. They think of the three children, the oldest children, as his children.
Because they're the most out front.
Right. And they forget a little bit about Tiffany. And then, you know, everybody forgets about Barron. And I think people forget that. Not that that would have played into Kathy Griffin's thinking at all, because she did this purposely and knowingly that she was going to get in trouble. I'm curious as to how many people, though, are censoring this from their children as well. 888-630-9625. Are you going out of your way to make sure your kids don't see this? And should this image have been censored? It is now 622 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, maybe we can't stop time, but those bags and puffiness under your eyes, they don't need to be there. And now, thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of them. Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours, including Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. She wrote in and said, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness is gone. I love this product and I want to use it on my entire face. Wow, you go for it, Josie. And by the way, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. I use it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in as little as 12 hours. Call now. Save big on Genucel summer clearance event. Order Genucel now and get a free month supply with your order. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
It's more than monuments. What happens when Alexandria votes to become a sanctuary city? What happens when Fairfax County mandates transgender bathrooms? What happens when Arlington raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour or tries to limit your gun rights? Who's going to fight for you? Not the Democrats and not Ed Gillespie. Because Ed Gillespie said he won't interfere when left-wing local politicians push a radical agenda. Who's on our side? Corey Stewart, Corey Stewart, for governor. Why? Stewart's got the record of making it happen. Lower taxes, far below inflation, a solid record on jobs and economic growth. Crack down hard on illegal aliens. Corey Stewart, a man of action, a fighter for us, a winner.
I'm Corey Stewart. My conservative record speaks for itself. That's why I approve this ad and ask for your vote.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, and traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. All right, a little bit better now out of Clarksville, heading through Columbia toward 29. Here's the story. Still have the tractor trailer on the shoulder, but both travel lanes just reopened. Eastbound on 32 had major delays after 108, but quickly clearing now that you get both travel lanes open. This takes you slowly off and on up towards Cedar Lane, so no need to divert. Again, just a little extra patience getting past where the tractor trailer now sits on the shoulder, because they have everything open. Good news. On 270 south through Urbana and Hyattstown, that seems to be about the thick of it. Brief delays starting to form now into Rockville. Top side of the Beltway, normal backups leaving College Park to Silver Spring. Pretty good shape now to the Wilson Bridge, Legion Bridge. Good time to get going. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front comes through. We'll take the clouds away this morning. Any clouds around will give way to sunshine, and we'll make it up to a pretty comfortable 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, down to the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 59 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
Kathy Griffin being punished today, for now, for the decapitated photo. We're getting your thoughts on the conclusion of this latest scandal. Let's see. We got Brian from Potomac joining us this morning on Mornings on the Wall. Brian, welcome.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir.
Love the show. Got to tell you guys that the other day they flashed this up there in a news program. I had it on mute, so I didn't hear the disclaimer if there was one. And I could not move fast enough to turn the channel and yell at my kids not to look at the screen, because, and thank goodness they didn't see it. I found the picture to be vile, reprehensible, and just outright offensive in every form. It doesn't matter if this was President Trump, President Obama, any president. It was just a really dark and graphic image, and I wish that they would censor that, as they do any of the other decapitation videos,
right,
of, you know, the poor guys that got caught by ISIS.
Yes, thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. And I think when you have a kid, you probably look at this just a little bit differently than most people do.
Yeah, and very quickly to your point that she's going to be back soon, Al Franken said, oh, she made a horrible mistake, but I'm still going to appear with her for my book. So she's not totally toxic yet. It is now 628 on WMAL.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology in everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
If you're going to understand the form of our government, you have to understand something that's in the Declaration of Independence as a precursor. We're trying to explain the United States of America. There are questions here, huge questions. We have a lot of thinking to do.
As a Hillsdale student, professors like Dr. Arndt inspire me to learn about human nature and government. Join us for a new free Constitution course that mirrors the classroom experience. Enroll at freeconstitutioncourse.com. freeconstitutioncourse.com.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
Oh, what kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5 quarts of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating Carquest Auto Parts stores.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
Coming up on WMAL, should your employer be responsible for paying for your birth control? You still have access. You can still get it. But should they be footing the bill?
Yeah, give me the loot.
It is now 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. President Trump says he'll announce today whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has been advocating for the president to stay in this agreement. We know that Ivanka Trump has been pushing the president to stay in it. Rick Perry, his energy secretary, is pushing him to stay in it. But there is a different wing, sort of a more nationalist wing, also in the West Wing, that's been pushing Trump to keep his campaign promise. Of course, we know Steve Bannon, his chief strategist, is saying, get out. You promised to do this on the campaign. Now follow through. And Trump's EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt, has made a very similar argument to him. That side seems to be winning, seems to be persuading the president.
Correspondent Sarah Murray, you can hear the president's Rose Garden announcement this afternoon at 3 at WMAL.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin today denies any Russian state involvement in hacking. He says hackers can't affect election results abroad. Meanwhile, the House Intelligence Committee has issued subpoenas to President Trump's former national security advisor and his personal lawyer in the Russia investigation. The committee's also issued subpoenas to the National Security Agency, the FBI, and the CIA for information about requests that government officials made to unmask the names of U.S. individuals named in classified intelligence reports. U.S. Park Police are investigating to find out who left a noose inside the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. Some tourists found it yesterday. The incident comes just days after a noose was found hanging from a tree outside the Hirshhorn Museum. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,009, the NASDAQ at 61.99. Sports, Max Scherzer and Ryan Zimmerman lead the Nats to another win over the Giants as Bryce Harper begins serving a three-game suspension. The Orioles beat the Yankees, WNBA, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99. Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians, paid for by Ed Gillespie for Governor.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another job. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, where to start? Just through Urbana and Hyattstown. That seems to be about the thick of it still. Briefly in Germantown and Rockville. So we're off to a pretty decent start on 270, even around the Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia, without any incidents reported. Now, we have made a great recovery. If you heard me talk about the big delays on 32 coming out of Clarksville, heading toward 29 in Columbia, the earlier tractor trailer, fuel spill cleanup, everything confined to the shoulder now before you get to 29, and those delays just about eased on 32. So good trip, finally. Getting into town, we're bunched up on 50 inside the Beltway. That's where it looks like we have the accident activity now. Not affected out of Riverdale, the BW Parkway, so it's going to be 50 from 410, and that is a solid lineup to the exit to go inbound on New York Avenue. A lot of activity there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking weather forecast now. The clouds clean up quickly here this morning as the front comes through. There might be a stray shower around early. Other than that, we'll get into sunshine. A sunny 83. Tonight, clear, cool, 59. Sun with a few clouds tomorrow. Maybe an isolated shower. Maybe a thunderstorm, 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Alexandria, 57 in Damascus, 63 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall, 637. We've got such a good show for you today. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who we know and love, is going to be swinging in to talk about all these subpoenas that are now flying fast and furious. Not about Fast and Furious, but a separate scandal, the Russia one. Charles Payne also joining us at 735. 805, we've got Amy Harder from Axios about this Paris Climate Accord. They were the first to break that news yesterday. And then Tucker Carlson joins us at the end of the 8 o'clock hour. But you're not going to want to miss that either. So a lot of show. Mary Walter, Vince Colonnais is sitting in today. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. So while all of this is going on in Washington about subpoenas and Russia, and Kathy Griffin and everything else, very quietly, the administration is still working behind the scenes. We know they're rolling back a lot of regulations, and there are other things that are being done very quietly and is getting zero attention from the media. It's priced to no one. One of the things that is happening is the Trump administration is moving to reverse Obamacare's requirement that a lot of people had a problem with, and that was that it required most employers provide free coverage of birth control. And remember, we saw the picture I guess it was the Rose Garden with the Little Sisters of the Poor, yeah, with President Trump. And that was a very powerful picture, I thought. I never, ever, ever thought the Obama administration would sue the Little Sisters of the Poor. I'm like, there's no way you're going to sue the Little Sisters of the Poor. And they did. So, this is the battle that we see more and more over, you know, religious freedom and the right to practice your religion as you so choose. So health officials, now this is not final yet, but health officials are drafting a regulation that will roll back the contraceptive mandate. And what they say as of right now, it looks like it's going to do is it will allow employers decide whether they want to provide birth control coverage if they object to having to do that based on religious reasons.
So it's not saying that you don't have to provide birth control coverage, period, as an employer. But what it's saying is that if you object for any reason, like the Little Sisters of the Poor, who seriously, why would they have to provide people with birth control coverage? Now, I know that there are lay people who work for the Little Sisters of the Poor. However, I'm a big fan of knowing who you're working for before you choose to go work for them. If abortion being paid for by your employer and or birth control being paid for by your employer is really important to you, don't take a job with the Little Sisters of the Poor. That is, it's kind of me, kind of like caveat emptor, buyer beware. Get a job elsewhere if that's important to you. But now active abortion rights groups, of course, are up in arms because they say 55 million women could lose free birth control coverage, something that saves them $1.4 billion annually. Here's the deal, ladies. Listen, I think freebies are awesome. No one's saying you can't get birth control, all right? No one's saying you can't go, and I believe when we were last having this conversation, the pill for a month was $10 at Walmart. If you have a job, don't get a manicure that month and use the $10 to buy your birth control. It's all about priorities. I'm not a fan of the government telling your employers what they have to provide you and do for you and everything else. If this is ultra important to you, go find an employer who will give you that and turn down another job. Are you with me on this one, Vince?
Why is it a minimum standard at all that birth control be covered? The amazing thing to me is that we've moved so far away from that side of the conversation where we measure. It's no longer about health care being a benefit, health insurance being a benefit. It's about health insurance being a right. That's the direct. We've gotten to the point now where we're on that end of the spectrum, and a lot of people have pointed out that the resistance to changing Obamacare in total is because people have become used to the government benefits.
Yes.
The things that the government is now mandating you must have. So the customer becomes accustomed to a certain standard of delivery, which is I get all of these things covered as a minimum standard. Who doesn't like getting something for free? Who doesn't like getting something just given to them? We all like that. But you also realize that there's some value that comes in actually working for it. And, you know, once that begins, though, once that gravy train begins of the government deciding, now you get this for free, now you get this taken care of, we're mandating your employer to shoulder this cost and this cost and this cost, you're conditioning the population to expect freebies all the time and entitling to them to it. You know, I have a very quick, similar, like, side story. Employees of Google get like 3 square meals a day covered by executive chefs inside the building that they work in New York City, right? They had, at one point, their vegan option went away because they were remodeling the restaurant. The employees were so outraged that they asked for vouchers to get their vegan option at a restaurant nearby. I'm sorry, you work for Google. You make an incredible amount of money. The sense of entitlement that comes with, I normally get this for free, why am I not getting it for free today? Is bizarre, but it seems to be, in some sense, human nature. And on this question of healthcare and birth control, and that we're simply mandating everyone get everything for free, no, that's a non-starter for me. I just think as you increasingly move in that direction, people are going to expect more and more and more.
Agree. Can't disagree with anything that you said. I'm a big fan of personal responsibility and making good choices. Make good choices. You can cut back on other things. You have a job. So take control of your health care. It is 6:43 on WMAL.
When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll quickly see that it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trap doors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to schedule your complimentary analysis now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
I'm Jill Vogel, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. I run a business, I'm a mom, and I believe that Virginia can do better. It's time to dump the phony partisan attitudes and do what's right for real people who need better paying jobs, want their health care and freedoms back, want government out of their life, and want ethics back in public service. I'm Jill Vogel. I want to fix Richmond and turn Virginia around.
Learn more at VogelForVirginia.com. Authorized by Vogel for Virginia.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. Fantastic. Looks good up through to the Beltway. Once you get up onto the Beltway heading into Greenbelt, no problems. It's that once you get into College Park with the normal stop and go, 95 to George Avenue, heading around to the Wilson Bridge, your first backup near St. Barnabas Road. Now 50, where we are struggling, is inside the Beltway. So here's the scoop on 50. Almost back to the Beltway now, so this is getting worse. 50 jammed to get to the exit for New York Avenue. The problem, crews are telling me, it was the incident in the outbound side where car went over the guardrail, so a lot of activity there, not causing any outbound delays, but the inbound traffic can see all of this, and I mean, that car is fully over the guardrail there, so definitely a distraction. On 295, it takes off a little bit of the pressure because you're so jammed there, and then watch for delays before Benning Road off and on down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Good-looking weather forecast now. The clouds clean up quickly here this morning as the front comes through. There might be a stray shower around early. Other than that, we'll get into sunshine. A sunny 83. Tonight, clear, cool, 59. Some with a few clouds tomorrow. Maybe an isolated shower. Maybe a thunderstorm, 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we're at 60 degrees at 646 on WMAL. We have to talk about this because I want to give this kid props. His name is Kari Myrick. He is 12 years old. He's from Baltimore. And Kari has just been crowned the first individual national youth chess champion in the history of Baltimore. He's 12 years old. Listen, he won this thing in Nashville 2 weeks ago. He won the United States Chess Federation Super Nationals with a perfect score, 7-0, 7-0, perfect score. He is the first kid to win it with a perfect score coming from the Baltimore Kids Chess League, of which he is a member. I think it is just so cool. He plays, as I said, in the Baltimore Kids Chess League, and the Baltimore Kids Chess League was founded in 2003. It's open only to the city's public school students. They've produced three national championship teams, but Kari is the first player to win an individual title. Now, on his way to winning, he outscored 249 players from 28 states in his division. He has 89 players from Maryland competed in more than 20 divisions. He was the only player to finish in the top five in his division. He's 12 years old.
That's pretty impressive.
His kid's got a brain. You know, they say if you could play chess, you've just got that analytical brain to do it that well. You just think ahead. You have that ability to think ahead. And I think that ability serves you so well in so many aspects of life.
The thing I love about this story is that it has all the makings of like a rags to riches movie. Because this kid, he's living in Baltimore. He's practicing in a barber shop. He spends all of his time, free time, going to this barbershop, at the back of the barbershop, playing chess against the owner, who apparently is a very skilled chess player himself, and who's now very, very proud of this kid, of Kari. Are we saying it, Kari? Let's go with Kari.
Kari, whatever.
Of Kari. He's very proud of this 12-year-old boy for, you know, he constantly plays him, and he's like, this is the chess champion. He tells all of his customers, this is the chess champion, because he's proud that he had a role in the formation of his chess capabilities. And chess, Easy to learn, insanely difficult to master.
Yeah, he plays at the Reflection Eternal Barbershop. I'm with you. I love the story. He learned how to play in a formal chess league, but his mom brings him to the barbershop to test his skills because Kyrie says, it's a different style. When I play people in standard tournaments, I know what to expect, but here they play more freestyle. So he's learning, as he said, he's honing his skills. I think we're going to hear a lot about this kid in the future. I think we're going to hear a lot from Kyrie.
For the chess heads among you, he started with one of his favorite openings, the Scandinavian defense. That was in his championship game. It's a counter move that often results in his queen taking center control of the board.
Wow.
And it sure did. Congratulations.
Well, congratulations to you, Kyrie Myrick. Way to go. And we expect to hear big things from you in the future. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Largo and Reston Tuesday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP, and their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Premium Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Mark, you just led your team to victory today. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what kind of sausage are they grilling out there? I can practically taste it from here.
Let's go back up to the booth.
Well, Diana, by the smell of things, there's no doubt they're cooking Premio Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own personal touch for a winning recipe.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
6:53, let's see how your money is doing. Here is Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning. Futures are higher, indicating a higher open on Wall Street this morning. On this first day of June, markets in Europe and Asia are mostly higher, as is crude oil. Stocks closed out May in the red yesterday, but they were mostly positive overall for the month. The NASDAQ has had 7 straight winning months. That hasn't happened in 4 years. Investors are getting economic numbers today. today on private sector jobs, manufacturing, construction, and auto sales. Today is day one of the Atlantic hurricane season. Forecasters say an above normal number of storms is likely, as many as 9 hurricanes. This is closely watched by coastal homeowners and the insurance industry. And Post is bringing back a favorite 90s sugary cereal, Oreo-O's. Like the cookie, in case you don't remember, they're still sold in South Korea. Apparently enough Americans have been having these shipped here that Post will put them back in U.S. grocery stores. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and 6:30 AM WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
If you're going to understand the form of our government, you'll have to understand something that's in the Declaration of Independence as a precursor. We're trying to explain the United States of America. There are questions here, huge questions. We have a lot of thinking to do.
As a Hillsdale student, professors like Dr. Arn inspire me to learn about human nature and government. Join us for a new free Constitution course that mirrors the classroom experience. Enroll at freeconstitutioncourse.com. freeconstitutioncourse.com.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 50 commuters. Now, you're okay through Annapolis and Bowie, but it's once you get to the Beltway, you might want to rethink. Even going south on the BW Parkway is going to save you some time because 50 delays absolutely jam solid from the Beltway to get onto New York Avenue. And that's where we're still dealing with the crash. Looks like now they are reporting that a utility pole is down as well. So only one lane is getting by. A lot of activity on the outbound side. So again, 50, that's going to be our obstacle this morning, especially with the utility pole down. That's going to be there for a while, unfortunately. So again, BW Parkway out of Riverdale, a little bit better. If you're taking, say, 214 Central Avenue, no problems. Route 4 heading into town, have a minor incident reported. Pennsylvania Avenue as you come up to Minnesota Avenue. Suitland Parkway, just some of the stop and go, normal delays. To the Wilson Bridge, back near St. Barnabas Road and crossing the American Legion Bridge without any problems. Great time to get going. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning, maybe a sprinkle of rain shower, otherwise sunshine after the clouds pass. Mid to late morning, beautiful, and a nice afternoon at 83. Comfortable night tonight, upper 50s. Clear sky, sun with a few clouds tomorrow in the afternoon. Maybe a passing shower, thunderstorm, rain not widespread on your Friday, 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 60 degrees at 657 on WMAL. Apparently, there's a guy in Iowa who can't drive 55 either. The posted speed limit, though, was 70. Vince, most guys know the fastest they've ever driven. Do you know how fast the fastest you've ever driven?
Oh, over 100 miles an hour. But that's okay. That's at that point, I'm like, what am I doing? I should not be going this fast.
Were you on a track? Because I've done that.
I'm not going to say where I was
okay.
For fear that the jurisdiction might hear it. But
No, you weren't on a track.
But it was quickly.
There is a guy in Iowa who, according to Iowa State Police, they clocked this guy going 144 miles an hour on I-80. It happened the first week in May. The Iowa State Patrol posted a photo of the speed displayed on the radar machine in the police car. They said he was going a blazing speed during a midnight shift. And they say on their Facebook page, they noted that a dark open road is no excuse for high speed. Yeah, it was more than double the speed limit. The Des Moines Register reports going that fast. Guess how much the fine is for going that fast?
How much?
$559.50. Which I have to say, there are probably a lot of guys right now saying, just to do it once, I'll pay the fine. Just to have the opportunity to go 144 miles an hour, I'm doing it. You could, though, face a license suspension.
Yeah, I believe that. I got to give credit to the guy who's driving an Audi A6, which is pretty cool, going 144 miles an hour. Do you know the fastest speeding ticket ever given?
No.
242 miles an hour.
It was accomplished.
Volkswagen Bug?
It was accomplished by a Swedish sports car in Texas in May of 2003, and it was the. I'm going to brutally mismanage this name, but the Koenigsegg CCR was the name of the vehicle. It's a Swedish sports car. He was given a ticket for that. I'm not sure what the value of that ticket was, but it was a 242 mile per hour speeding in a 75 mile per hour zone. The driver was arrested, and the sports car was towed.
Did he get the sports car back to it? First of all, if that was an automatic, he has to hand in his man card. Because if you're doing that, you're going that fast in an automatic, then you have to hand in your man card. And this guy who was driving the Audi going 144 miles an hour, again, if it's an automatic, dude, you got to hand in your man card. Listen, I drive a manual transmission. If you're going that fast pretending to be speed racer driving a manual transmission, I have no respect for you now anymore. None at all.
Well, it's good that you have standards.
I do. Coming up on WMAL.
Okay, so Tony Schaefer's coming up next, which means that we're going to get into an interesting discussion. All of these subpoenas flying out of the House Intelligence Committee.
And also Charles Payne will be joining us from the Fox Business Channel. He has a startling statistic for us on taxes, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to make anybody happy. At least